Ms. Cervantes, you'll lead us off with this next question. Do you have concerns over graduation rates and issues with student attendance?
Yes. I'm
going to continue this a little bit. Has it worsened as a result of the pandemic? And if so, what can be done to improve those statistics?
Oh, Mr. Redfern, if I had the answer to that, I would not be sitting at this table. I would be, like, consulting for the entire state of Illinois. What we have found, actually, and the data has shown us post-COVID across the state of Illinois that there is a larger percentage of students who have, in some capacity, disappeared from our schools. So this, again, is not a District 205 challenge. It is actually statewide, and I think some research is actually showing us that this is a nationwide challenge. So, the short, brief answer is it does concern me. I think it concerns the rest of the board in trying to figure out the ways, again, to engage our students and help them understand why school matters, right? Is it because you can be connected with our GAVC program and find some type of work right out of high school? Is it helping to prepare you so that you can enlist if that's what you would like to do? Is it your journey to go to a four-year institution? What are we doing to make sure that we're providing the resources so that our students, again, feel like they belong here, see themselves reflected in the classroom and in the curriculum so that they are eager to come to school?
Thank you. Ms. Rodriguez?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure.
Thanks.
It's a kind of a multi-part question.
Yes.
Do you have concerns over graduation rates and issues with student attendance? And has this worsened as a result of the pandemic? If so, what can be done to improve these things?
Okay. So, yes, like she said, we are all concerned with our graduation rate. And, yes, COVID has affected our student attendance in our school. People have found more ways to implement their schooling at home as they had to or they had the choice to rather than sticking their kid on a computer screen learning from our school teachers. The way we are trying to improve that is we are trying to make a reason for children to come to school, rather it be course selections. We have opened up our course selection classes to children. We are trying to blend our classes together, as in we're letting our lower class, our kids here as our 7th and 8th graders, they can now take higher education classes, cut education classes that will be in their future, as in like a 7th grader can now kind of go into Spanish if that's something that they want to, or they can venture over to the GAVC program if that's something that they want to. So we're trying to bring kids here for the reasons that they want to be here, what they're determined to do, what they see themselves doing in after high school.
Thank you. Mr. Sharp?
Well, I think that we need to make sure that we're identifying those at-risk students very early on at the beginning of their high school career, because if we can identify those students, then we can put some things in place. We can kind of watch those students and kind of step in whenever needed. I think most important is every student that walks into a school building needs to feel that every person in that building cares about them, that every person in that building loves them and wants them to be there. I know that I go out of my way every single day to make sure if a student has been gone for one day to have a huge celebration and how glad I am to see them to be there again, because attendance does kind of give you an idea of that you may have to worry about down the road whether or not these students are going to graduate. We need to strive to have 100%. I believe that we're just barely under the state average right now, which we still need to keep going. We want to be at the top. We want to be up there where we have the highest graduation rate in the state of Illinois. And I'd be very excited to fight for every student in here and make sure every student in this building and all the other schools know that they're loved. We want them there. We care about them. We do everything we possibly can to get them to understand the importance of education and make them feel accepted and wanted.